Introduction. Hi, Antonio. It's Jason. Jason, how are you? Where are you? I hadn't expected to hear Jason's voice when I picked up the phone. The last time I had seen him was more than 2 years before, when I was in my last year of studying journalism and English at Salamanca University. At the time, he had just spent 1 year of his university studies at Salamanca and had then returned to Boston University to finish his theatre studies. "I'm in New York. I'm finally living here," he said. "How long have you been living there?" I asked. "I've been here for almost 6 months," he replied. "I'm sorry that I didn't call or write to you earlier. I wanted to wait until I was settled here. I've finally got an apartment and a regular job. Well, it's not an acting job yet. I'm working as a waiter, like every other unemployed actor. But the important thing is that I'm living my dream." "That's great, Jason. I'm really happy for you," I said. "How are you?" asked Jason. "What are you doing?" "I'm fine," I answered, "and I'm writing articles for a travel magazine." "That's perfect, because I haven't forgotten the offer that I made to you before leaving Salamanca," Jason said. Jason and I had become close friends in Salamanca. We shared a lot of the same interests. For example, we both loved movies. Our favourite movie director was Woody Allen, and the city that we both really wanted to see was New York. Most of Woody Allen's movies are set there. We often talked about how magical and special the city looked in his movies. Another interest we shared was travelling. I had even written a book about my experiences in Great Britain, and it had been published. We also had our own personal reasons for wanting to go to New York. Jason was studying to be an actor. He wanted to move there and act in a Broadway musical one day. My reason was that my father is from New York. "New York City is a different country," my father often used to say when we were living in Florida during my childhood. I grew up hearing stories about my father's childhood in New York. He used to talk about going to the Statue of Liberty and the Empire State Building. I tried to imagine what it was like to walk down the city streets, or to go to the Bronx to see a baseball game at Yankee Stadium. The Bronx is one of the 5 different boroughs or areas of New York City. The other boroughs are Brooklyn, Queens, Staten Island, and the island of Manhattan, which is where the center of the city is. However, my family moved to Spain just before my 12th birthday, and I never got the opportunity to visit my father's home city. Although Jason still remembered it, I had almost forgotten the offer that he had made me the day he left Salamanca. "I want you to come and visit me when I move to New York," he had said. "You can stay as long as you like. Mi casa es tu casa." Then he got on the bus that took him to Barajas Airport. That was the last time I had talked to him until this phone call. "I haven't forgotten your offer, Jason," I said, trying to sound truthful. "Good," he replied. "So when are you coming?" "I don't know," I said. "Your phone call is completely unexpected." "Well, think about it and let me know," said Jason. "Christmas time is a great time to come if you can. The city is really beautiful then, and it would be a lot of fun to spend New Year's Eve with you in Times Square." Times Square is located in the centre of the theatre district. Most of the main theatres, rehearsal and audition halls are there. It's also where people go to celebrate New Year's Eve. "I promise to call you back in a week with an answer. Goodbye, Jason," I said, and put down the phone. I didn't want to visit New York for just a few days, because there are too many things to see and do there. The flight is also much longer and more expensive than travelling around Europe. My main problem was that I didn't have enough money to stay there for a long time. New York can be an expensive city. I decided to call the magazine that I work for and propose writing an article about New York City at Christmas time. They thought it was a good idea and agreed to pay me in advance for the article. I calculated that it was enough money to live there for a little more than a month. I bought my plane ticket and called Jason to tell him the good news. Here are my New York adventures. I hope that you enjoy them as much as I did.